You know that the AU is fully involved in this process that is led by Algeria. We are part of the negotiation, and the head of the African Union mission in Mali and the Sahel is, as I said, fully involved in the peace process. The second thing is that we are part of the what we call the technical security commission, and the technical security commission has met several times. Our last meeting was on the 15th of January, and this was in fact to make sure that the ceasefire is respected. So we are part of all the process that are aimed at really the cessation of the hostilities on the ground.
These Tuaregs have threatened to pull out of the talks, which some people think could create another round of instability. What is your take on that?
No, I'm not. I don't believe that the peace talks will be stopped. And I think the international community, the African Union, and the other members of the negotiation are doing really their best to make sure that the peace process continues.
There is currently an ongoing instability there. I know the AU has expressed concern and has issued a statement condemning it. What does this entail?
You know, the international community condemned the violence that are going on in north of Mali. And you know that the ceasefire was obtained by the president of the African Union on the 23rd of May. So I think the AU is doing its best to make sure that the ceasefire is respected. The only thing that we think really should go now is the peace talks. We need to resume the peace talks. And as I said, the members of the negotiation is doing whatever they can to make sure that the people come back on the table.
So going forward, what is the AU going to do to help this peace process move forward?
I think the African Union is part of the negotiation team. The African Union Peace and Security Council has met several times to encourage the peace process to continue, and I think the African Union is at the level of the Commission, but also at the level of the Peace and Security Council, is working with other partners, with the lead of the mediation team to make sure that we reach an agreement.
What would be your message to the people in Mali?
I think the message is really to stop violence and to go back to the negotiation process.